This program is intended for mature audiences. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm your favorite camp counselor with the brown undies from Friday the 13th, Part 2. It's Lauren Marie Taylor, and you are listening to the Horror Fry Podcast with Mike, Keith, and Michael. So, should we listen to my cabin or yours?
I'm about to burst.
I'm as full as a tick.
Oh my god. Slurpage.
Hi! No, I really mean that. Hi. Welcome to the Horror Fry Podcast, y'all. Where harmonica style is okay by us. This is Keith, and I have eaten an entire case of tagalongs in 7 days. I'm joined by a 6-foot-tall man with a hidden tattoo from his early 20s, Michael. Michael, how do?
I am doing well, thank you. And that was a secret.
Yeah, well, everybody knows now. So I'm also joined by the Gail Weathers to my Jennifer Jolie. Mike, how's your mom and them?
Oh, they're doing splendidly. Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm peachy keen, Jelly Bean. Once again, this is the Horror Fried Podcast. Come sit a spell. Let's talk about horror movies, y'all. We're going to continue our introductory series that we like to call Stuff and Thanks. And we're going to discuss the baddest bitches in horror. That's right. Today, we'll be discussing our favorite final girls. Fun fact, Michael's still shaking his head.
I'm still caught off guard by that tattoo.
Do you want to tell everybody where it is?
I have a sun tattoo around my belly button that I got when I turned 20.
When he was a big old twink.
Yes.
Living in Florida?
No, Montana.
Oh.
Yes, I got it.
But you just eventually moved to the Sunshine State.
Yes. I did an internship there. They don't want to hear this. I did an internship there and was there for 2 years before I moved here.
Maybe they do. This is an introductory series, so we want to know everything.
I got my tattoo in a town called Butte, Montana.
Okay.
There you go. There's the end of the story.
Awesome.
Please forgive us for this portion of the program, as it was our first recording and our standards were very much like Keith's taste in men, subpar.
Who wants to start?
I think you should start.
I think you should start.
I think Mike should start.
Mike, you start.
I think I will start.
Okay.
So, to give you a little disclaimer on my list, I was trying to take a different approach. I didn't want to just, like, use my, like, because, of course, you know, you say Final Girls and you immediately think kind of all the big ones. And I didn't want to take that route.
Okay.
I do. I immediately jump to Scream, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, da da da.
Yeah, but if they're your favorite Final Girls.
I get what you're coming from. Okay. I did the same
thing. Right. So fancy schmancy.
Yeah. I mean, I try.
Okay.
So for my fifth one, and this actually might surprise you a little bit, I actually put Grace from Ready or Not.
Oh, Grace from Ready. That's a really good one.
That is good. I love.
I wouldn't have even thought that about movie. That. Yeah, why did you pick her?
Well, because that's probably one of the last movies I watched that I would say had like a final girl that actually I enjoyed thoroughly.
Yeah. She was badass.
Oh, she was. She's fantastic. It's a fantastic choice. Love it.
Of course, I don't really know much about her in general, but I did love the movie.
She's got that weird scream, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't remember.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, but, you...
You know, she's like, ah! Like, it's a weird scream.
Makes her unique.
Yeah, no, it does. She's very good.
Yeah. That's a great choice.
Okay.
Love it.
Michelle?
Oh, you want me to go next?
Yes, Michelle.
My fifth choice is going to be Jay Hite from It Follows.
Oh.
I think traditionally most final girls are from slashers, but It Follows definitely isn't. But I think she's a final girl.
I've still not seen it.
I find that really hard to believe. Have you ever seen It Follows?
Nope.
You've never seen It Follows? Oh, I love It Follows.
I own a copy of it.
I think
but I've not watched it yet.
You definitely need to watch it, Follows.
Yeah, I know.
I love it, Follows. The score, we could talk about it, Follows. We're not going to talk about it, Follows, the whole episode.
We're not. Okay.
No. Jenna Ortega apparently likes it a lot, though.
Real life?
No, in the movie.
Oh, she did. Like Tara Carpenter.
There you go.
Yeah, Tara Carpenter.
Get it right.
We don't know she does. Jenna Ortega actually likes it or not. But
I like to imagine she probably likes those movies.
She probably likes elevated horror.
If she liked Babadook, then she likes It Follows.
But again, that's Tara Carpenter.
Well, I would like to think they're one of the same.
Okay, okay,
yeah, okay, as far as their movie interests.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, so number five on my list, and I should have covered this earlier, but mine are ranked from my, you know, 5 to 1. Like, one is my favorite Final Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do love all of them, so.
It's hard.
It's very hard.
It is hard.
So number five on my list is Wendy Torrance from The Shining. I don't think she's your typical Final Girl.
No, she really isn't.
But you think about it, like, she was in that hotel by herself, isolated, with, you know, her fucking psycho husband. Like, she pulled out all the stops. Yeah, and her weird fucking kid. I don't know. I just really like her and Shelley Duvall's performance, and that is incredible. And I think it probably, you know, led to her going a little crazy afterwards. But Stanley Kubrick was awful to her.
I just always think about that cigarette.
Which one? She does smoke a lot in that movie.
Well, when she's smoking and the ash is like this long.
In the South, we call that a granny ash.
Yeah. A granny ash?
She's got a granny ash.
I've never heard of that.
Southernism one.
Yeah, well, there you go. So that's my
great choice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
Back to you.
All right. So Thor.
Mm-hmm. Is for whores.
This one is actually... Okay. I'm just going to say the name and see if either of you even know it.
Okay.
Tanya Robertson.
Tanya Robertson.
No, I can't place Tanya Robertson.
It's Sleepwalkers.
Oh.
Which is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Well, you know, I watched that for the first time not too long ago because of you. I'm on it.
That was the lady that was in Twin Peaks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you lost me. But continue.
And she's also Betty's mom in Riverdale.
Oh, yes. Oh. I don't watch Riverdale, but I did read that somewhere.
But yeah, Sleepwalkers is one of my favorite, like, Stephen King adaptations.
It's good.
She does kick ass in it.
She does. And I actually remember watching it when I was younger, and I thought it was one of those moments... Very similar to how I felt about Elizabeth Shue in Adventures of Babysitting, where I saw her in the theater where she's like dancing around with the broom and she's got her little headset on. I was like, I want to be her. That was one of those moments.
Oh, I love that. Great choice. I guess that means it's back to me.
Back to Michelle. Michelle, my bad.
My fourth pick is going to be Debbie Stone from Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Another one I haven't seen. I'm a really bad horror fan, I feel
like. Have you seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I've only ever seen bits and pieces of that on TV. But you also have to figure, one, if it has anything to do with clowns most of the time, it's probably going to be a no for me. But
Michael's also a lot older than us, too.
Excuse me?
Well, I say that, but, I mean, I like it, so.
Oh, Killer Clowns is completely different. I love Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Is it like...
It's a comedy.
It's horror comedy, for sure. Yeah. Everything is practical effects, and they spent most of the budget on the clown costumes and all that, and it works. I mean, it wouldn't work if they didn't, and it's amazing. But she's a great final girl, and I don't think she ever is identified as a final girl, but she lives, so she defeats the Killer Clowns.
Okay, so my fourth pick is Lila Crane.
That's a great one. I love Psycho.
From Psycho. I just really like Vera Miles in general. I think she's beautiful. She's classy. She's a classy bitch. And she obviously loves her sister because she goes through all this trouble to try to find her. And again, maybe not your typical final girl, but, you know, she confronts the villain at the end. She doesn't really do anything. Kind of, I guess, back to yours, Michael. Sam Loomis kind of comes in and handles.
Yeah, that's a great scene.
Yeah, it's such a good scene. But yeah, Lila Crane.
She's also great in Psycho, too.
No.
But Psycho is one of his favorite movies.
It is. I know.
But you like
Psycho
2. Well,
I feel like
too.
It's so good. I just can't imagine those sequels living up to it. And I just don't even want to fool with them.
Tom Holland, who wrote the script for Class of 1984 and Fright Night and directed Child's Play, wrote the script for Psycho 2. And it's actually really good. Meg Tilly's in it. Jennifer Tilly's sister.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good, actually. You should both watch it.
Okay.
I own that. Yeah.
It's a lot better than anyone would think.
Okay.
It's really good.
That's fair.
So my third is... God, I feel like I'm going to get shit for this.
For your third?
But it's going to be Rachel Wagner from Disturbing Behavior.
Oh my God, it's been a long time since I watched that movie.
And there's a lot of reasons. Obviously, that was kind of like my generation of movies, horror movies in general.
Yeah.
But then Katie Holmes, love. And then that kind of piggybacks off of like what you were saying about being accompanied by. Yes, she's probably not like, it's not like she takes on the big bad by herself or anything. But she does survive. And it's her and James Marsden. So
I think that's,
I put her on my,
all that matters,
on my list.
I think that's great. I need to revisit that. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. The only thing I remember about that movie is the girl smashing her head into a mirror. Right? Didn't that happen? And she's like got her top open or something. I don't know if she was about to get busy with somebody. But
you don't remember the...
Is James Marsden shirtless at all in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely need to watch that. Yeah.
Was Nick Stahl in that as well?
I love him. But also, how could you not remember the... Opening scene was the blowjob.
It's probably been since it came out.
Literally, the only reason I remember is because the girl smashes her face into the mirror, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, I can relate, but...
yeah, the girl's giving that guy a blowjob, and he breaks her neck.
Oh. I do remember that now.
I don't.
I do.
But it's fine. I'll
We'll have to revisit it.
To get caught up.
Well, I guess that's back to me, Michelle. My third choice
is
Bridget Fitzgerald from Ginger Snaps.
Oh.
I absolutely adore and love Ginger Snaps. I think it's great how she has to try and help her sister and defeat her sister at the same time. And I just love everything about that movie.
I mean, you want to talk about a movie I hadn't seen in a long time. That's one of them, but
that's
I have
so
seen
good.
That. Because isn't there a sequel, Ginger Snaps Back?
Ginger Snaps 2, and then there's Ginger Snaps Back, where it's a prequel as well. So you both have watched Ginger Snaps?
Yeah, I actually watched it once while I was working.
So
I work
good.
From home, and I feel like I missed some stuff, so then I watched it again when I finished work, but I really enjoyed
it's a great werewolf movie.
I probably only watched it like a year ago for the first time.
Did you watch it on The Last Drive-In? Because I did it on
The Last Drive-In. I absolutely did. Well, the first time I did, and then when I rewatched it, I found it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I absolutely did.
It's
so funny that you...
I mean, there was a period of time where I pretty much like lived off of vampire and werewolf movies. So
that's so weird. You don't like vampires at all.
Yeah, no. Just my favorite movie ever. Not Ginger Snaps, but The Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. All right. So rounding out my top three, we've got Jenny from Friday the 13th, Part 2. I don't know if Jenny has a last name or not, but Jenny. Arguably the best final girl in the Friday the 13th franchise, period.
If not one of the best Friday the 13th movies.
Oh, this is not up for discussion. It is the best Friday the 13th movie. Part 2's the best. I think the cast is really good in that. They're all extremely good looking. That doesn't have anything to do with my...
That's what makes a good movie.
Yeah.
lots of short shorts.
Keith wants to run the boys. Lots of good movie.
Lots of short shorts on the lake. That's a win-win.
God bless the 80s.
Yes.
They love the short shorts in the 80s.
But yeah, I think Ginny's really great. I think Amy Steele's a really good actress. If you know me, you know that April Fool's Day is also one of my favorite slashers, and she's sort of the final girl in that as well. But she was smart. She, you know, tricked Jason into, you know, thinking she was mother, and kind of defeated him. So I really like her.
I think that's an excellent choice.
Yes, thank you. I think it is too. That's what's on my list.
We ready for top twos?
You ready for top twos?
Is it top twos?
Yeah, that was your third.
So this has gone by so quickly.
It has. So two is...
Drum roll.
All right. Nancy Thompson.
Okay. I knew that was coming.
Yeah. So, for all intents and purposes, Nightmare on Elm Street was probably one of the first horror franchises I ever dived into and, like, fell in love with. And obviously, I can't talk about Final Girls without talking about Nancy. So, I mean, talk about a girl that she's been through it. So,
and she's got the gray hair to prove it. I mean, she is stressed.
But yeah, no, I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street was one of the first franchises that gave me nightmares.
Yeah.
So
Freddy Krueger was scary as a kid.
Especially those first two movies.
Yeah.
Even though the third one's probably my favorite. Dream Warriors. But
it's good.
Yeah, so Nancy Thompson's definitely probably my second pick.
I think it's a great choice. I mean, you think of Final Girl, she's definitely always up at the top.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I guess it's me now. So it's back to me. My number two final girl is Christy Cotton from Hellraiser and Hellraiser 2.
Mm.
I love Christy, and I love the Hellraiser movie. Not only does she have to beat the Cenobite, she also has to beat her bitch stepmother.
Oh my gosh, she's such a bitch.
she is such a bitch. And even her uncle as well, and I just think she does it so well. Even if it's not always on purpose, but she always gets there. What's your number two, Keith?
My number two is Sue Snell.
Okay.
From Carrie.
Oh, okay.
And they did her real dirty in part two, but I'm not even going to talk about it. I think Sue Snell is amazing. I think she's underrated. She's very quiet. She wants to do good, and obviously that blows up in her face a little bit, but she's really, think about it, the ultimate final girl, because she is the only damn one that lived through all that.
She is.
And Amy Irving's...
I was about to say.
Yeah, Amy Irving's performance, too, is... Incredible.
I know that. I mean, I feel like Amy Irving wasn't really in a whole lot.
She wasn't.
The few things that I've seen her in, I've always really liked her in general.
She did a good job.
Yeah. And beautiful.
Yeah.
But that's my number. That's my number two.
Excellent choice.
Oh, this is number one.
Okay, so this...
Do we all have the same number one?
I don't know. So what I wanted to do is on the count of three, we all say our number one pick.
Okay.
Because I think we might.
I think we might.
We might?
We might.
So.
Okay. One, two, three.
Sydney Prescott. Oh, yeah. And that was not planned, y'all.
She survived five movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
And
she's had a rough life.
She has.
Somebody always tried to kill her, honey.
Yes. Anywhere she is, they try to kill her. And she survived. And I think. Even though I'm so much older than you guys.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's epitome.
I mean, when the original came out, I was only 4 years old, so...
Lies. Yeah, I mean, what else is there to say? Like,
I don't even know what to say, because she's literally just perfect. She's the perfect final girl. I literally can't even. I have no words, because she's that perfect.
Yeah, because, I mean, sometimes you get these final girls that don't that aren't they live, but they don't necessarily fight.
Yeah,
like Julie James.
And yeah, notice how she's not on my list, not even in my 10.
Oh,
but
oh yeah, Mike had a list of like 35 people, and I was like, "Boo, you need to narrow that down to 5."
But Sydney is a fighter.
Yeah, she kicks ass, and she's smart.
Yeah,
and she's resilient. I think more than anything.
Oh yeah,
I mean, come on. Aside from Ghostface, look what she's been through.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, Lord, your mama died, you slept with a killer, I mean, you lost your virginity to a killer.
Yeah. You thought your other boyfriend was a killer, and then allowed him to get shot.
Then your best friend dies.
Then you find out you have a stepbrother, or a half-brother.
Half-brother.
Yeah. And then your cousin
tries to come for you.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, she's been through a lot.
But, you know, out of darkness.
Yes. I'm surprised Laurie Strode wasn't on anyone's list.
She was on here. That kind of played into my whole thing where I didn't want to just pick, like, your main horror franchises. Because, obviously, I had Scream, Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, Halloween kind of goes hand in hand with that. And I didn't want to take that route, because then it only left me 2.
Yeah.
But
okay, well, let's go around. What would be an honorable mention? Maybe one that you really like.
I had an honorable mention, but
okay, what's your honorable mention?
I don't remember. It was Lila Crane, actually. It was the one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's great in Psycho, and like you had said, she cares about her sister and actually does something when no one else wants to do anything.
Yeah, she's looking for answers.
Yeah.
So, good honorable mention.
This is kind of a random one, but it was on here. So, I was like, well, I mean, I'm not, like, a huge fan of her.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie in general, and then the fact that, obviously, she survived, was Carly in House of Wax.
Oh.
Alicia
Cuthbert.
Yeah. She was good in that movie.
Though. I know.
Yeah,
I'm just not like...
fingers got
cut.
That's a guilty pleasure. I love House of Wax.
Yeah.
The remake.
But a close, too, was Dee Wallace and...
I love Dee Wallace. She is so good in Cujo.
Yeah. I mean, that movie in general is just so intense. I mean...
I think she's on record for saying that's like her favorite performance she's ever given is her Cujo performance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's intense.
Yeah.
I mean, her and the boy, and I mean, literally, Danny, you know, a movie's good if you can literally be in a car for basically the majority of the movie and it still be
and keep
like,
people entertained, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And still be good.
She was desperate.
Yeah.
And it shows. It's a good performance.
It is. What about you?
My honorable mention. Well, I would have 2.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I just had 2.
Okay, well, I would say Judy Hicks. Because I fucking love Judy Hicks and everything that is Judy Hicks.
And Marley in general.
And Marley Shelton, I love, yeah. So that's one that comes to mind, but then also Jamie Lloyd in Halloween 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Danielle Harris, and I think as a child actress, that was a big undertaking, and she was incredible.
Yeah, very emotional performance for that age.
And a lot of people shit on Halloween 5. I like it. I like 4 and 5. I like the Jamie Lloyd storyline a lot.
Wasn't she like mute?
In 5, she was from trauma. Or as
the 4th.
Jamie Lee Curtis would say, trauma. 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 Trauma.
Thank you for your patience.
All right, guys. So we had so much fun answering our rapid fire questions last time that we thought we might do that again.
I think that's a good idea.
So Mike was kind enough to come up with some questions for us. Mike, how many do you got?
We're talking about this or that, right?
Yeah, that's the only questions we're answering today.
Okay. Well, you said questions. So I was like, I didn't come up with like real
like lengthy questions, but yeah, so I've got, I think there's like 15.
Okay. Total. So do we want to just, you read the question and we go around and pick, yeah, kind of like Michael did last time. Is that how we want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first one is going to be the ultimate division in our generation of youth and angst. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Oh my God. NSYNC for me.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh my
no
God.
Reason.
Thank you. I'm an NSYNCer, 100%.
BSB for life.
You know what I say to that? Bye, bye, bye. Ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Oh. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Hulu for me.
I watch more Hulu, so I'm going to go Hulu.
Has your Housewives on there?
It has my Housewives and that Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. So.
Scream 96 or Scream 22?
96.
96 for me. Waffle House or IHOP?
IHOP?
Waffle House.
Waffle House. I mean, I grant you, Waffle House is very much a drunken at 2 a.m. kind of meal for me. Mm-hmm. But I do prefer their food over IHOP.
Yeah, I do too. I love a chocolate chip waffle, y'all.
Board games or mobile games?
Board games.
Board games.
Same. Vampires or werewolves?
Werewolves.
Vampires.
100% vampires for me. As I sit here with a Lost Boys shirt.
You like hairy boys, though. So I think you'd like
werewolves. Judge me. I do love hairy boys, but I also like a vampire.
90s country or 90s pop?
Really?
Oh.
That's hard for me.
I'm going to have to say 90s pop, though I did grow up with a lot of 90s country in Montana.
Honestly, I'm going to go with 90s country. But had you said 90s R&B, that would have won hand down.
Well,
I'm going with 90s country.
I mean, I still to this day, and maybe it's because we're from Tennessee, 90s country stays on rotation for me all the time. So I feel like I would be lying to myself if I said 90s pop, so it's 90s country. Bacon or eggs?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon. Mountains or the beach?
Being from Montana, I'm going to have to go with mountains, specifically the Rockies.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm going beach.
I mean, I'd have to say the mountains, too, because let's be real. All of this can't handle being hot that long, so I can't be up on the beach periods of time.
I love the mountains too, but there's something about like laying on the beach, getting wasted,
reading a book,
smoking a blunt, like it just doesn't.
Watching the boys play volleyball,
it just does not get any better than that. I'm just saying.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Coke.
Oh, Pepsi.
You are a goddamn bitch. Yeah. if y'all don't know anything else about
me. You're Joan.
I love Pepsi. I am very much Joan Crawford. I am the Joan Crawford of our generation, y'all. I promote Pepsi.
Gail Weathers or Jennifer Jolie?
Jennifer Jolie.
Jennifer Jolie.
I mean,
I like her, but Jennifer Jolie is just...
Yeah, Gail Weathers is a staple, but, like, let's be honest. Did she make any of the movies? No. Did Jennifer Jolie make Scream 3? Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. And yes, to your point, Gail Weathers always ends up passing the fuck out in the last act, and then she's like, oh, I'm still here. And you're like, oh, well, you didn't do anything.
That's one of the reasons that I couldn't, like, I can't consider her, like, a final girl.
Yeah, because she doesn't really... You know, she does redeem herself in 2022, but like in the other, like
all the other ones, she's passed out, shot.
Yeah. Whereas Sydney's over here fighting for her life and like
killing everyone else.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Gail's laying over here on the porch, you know, still alive.
And I feel like she plans that, like in her head, Gail's like, okay, well, I'm just going to pretend to be dead and then we'll see what happens.
That seems like a very Gail Weathers thing to do.
It does.
Books or movies?
Movies, but I do love a book.
I'm going to go with movies, but I do love reading too.
Yeah, I mean.
And generally speaking, if a movie is based on a book.
You want to read the book.
The book is always better.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I'm going to go with movies.
Yeah, movies for me too. Sweater or hoodie?
Hoodie.
Well, what do you mean? Like.
Like a cardigan? A
merino knit wool sweater?
Or like we're going to get like, sweater? We're going to get like real technical on the sweater type.
Well, what kind of sweater are you talking about? Are you talking about like a sweatshirt or just a sweater?
Just like a sweatshirt.
Okay. I'd probably just go a sweatshirt. Sans hoodie.
Mine's a hoodie.
Yeah, I need a zipper. I don't want to mess my hair up. You two always wear hats. Oh, my God.
Girl, I do not wear a hat. What was the last time you ever saw me wear a hat?
That's true. Yeah,
Ryan wears hats.
Yeah, Mike.
And Ronnie. Ronnie wears a lot of hats, and this one wears a lot of hats.
This hat is way too big to be putting a hat on.
I just don't want to fix my hair anymore, y'all. Like, I'm getting older, and I'm just like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I get that.
Throw that hat on.
I still have to do my hair. I have it down.
Yeah. Yeah, it always looks really good.
Oh.
I mean, I love a hoodie that I have to pull over because I like a front pocket, so.
I do love a front pocket, too, though. That's true.
And then this is simply because I had to do this with you, Michael.
Oh, no.
Apple or Android?
Android.
Apple all the way. And then we need everybody to comment on this particular podcast telling Michael why.
Let's see. I got it from this one that I need to get an iPhone. I got it from that one I need to get an iPhone.
I literally told him I would upgrade my phone if he would take mine from me and use it. That's how bad I cannot stand communicating with this motherfucker through text message.
Well, I mean, quite honestly, any group chat that's with both is one of the most annoying things ever.
Yes. Well, because you can't just like in our group chat, you know, the three of us have a group chat and Michael will say something and Mike will heart it, but it will. And then you get sent this long text message that says, Mike Martin loved Michael Combs' post. Like, who the fuck has time for that? Just get a fucking iPhone. And then Michael will also be like, hey, take a listen to this real quick. And then, I don't know, 2 hours later, I'll finally get it. Like,
that has been happening.
Yes.
Or I'll send you a photo.
Like, hey, look at this photo. Or you'll, no. It'll be like, oh my God, look how good she looks. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like,
and
the
then
photo
20 minutes later,
yet.
I get the photo. And I'm like.
Yeah. But that's all. That's what I got.
That's all you got?
That was a fun round.
That was a fun round. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to add before we go today? I have this, but that's it. All right. Well, thank you, boys, so much for such insightful info on today's show.
Thanks for having us.
With pleasure.
Well, I mean, this is your show, too. So,
no,
I mean, you're
true.
Like, going to be here.
I'll be special guest, Sunshine.
Oh, my God. So, just so you guys know, we have one more episode in our introductory series before we start releasing our official episodes for season one. And we're still holding off on a season one's theme until probably the next episode. But I mentioned this during our first episode, and I want to touch on it again because I think it's important. But this is not going to be one of those podcasts where we dissect a movie and discuss a movie from start to finish. We want this to be as interactive as possible, and we want you guys to watch the movies with us and send us your questions and your feedback and what you thought. So, you know, like we're in this together, and we want to discuss it together as it pertains to the season's theme. So, we want to hear from you guys. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and rate the Horrified Podcast on your favorite streaming service. And follow us on Instagram at the Horrified Podcast. Tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your brother, and your great aunt Weeza Boudreaux. Love y'all. Mean it. Bye.
Love that journey for us.
Bye.
Bye.